I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Every week at this time, Rena Sarginopoulos sees the Chad Hartman Show calling and asks herself one question.
How many cocktails are involved?
And by the end of the call, she asks this question.
Why do I come on here? I don't feel good about myself anymore.
Yeah, sorry about that. Please welcome the sparkling personality.
Hi, I'm Raina. Can I join your conversation? Yeah. I don't do anything. Oh, my gosh. Don't talk to me. You stand 11 feet away.
Of Carol Evans, Raina Sarginopoulos.
Preparing for this segment, Dave Harrigan, I decided to Google Benedict Arnold. Benedict Arnold, and, you know, Wikipedia, that's rock solid. It's never erroneous at all.
See the eggs guy?
Benedict Arnold was an American-born British military officer who served during the American Revolutionary War. He fought with distinction for the American Continental Army and rose to the rank of Major General before defecting to the British in 1780.
I'd say he sounded like a great patriot.
General George Washington had given him his fullest trust.
Fullest trust.
And placed him in command of the West Point in New York. Ooh. Arnold was planning on surrendering the fort to the British forces, but the plot was discovered in September, whereupon he fled to British lines. I make that comparison to today. We're on the air, our little radio show today, just hanging in there, you know, noon to three. And who have we brought on? One of the big heavyweights of Minnesota media.
A star.
And she has decided for charity work to join us. And then today, when Raina is expected to make her well-paid appearance, highly compensated, and highly anticipated, we genuinely get numerous texts. I'm not making this part up. She's our favorite. Where, Dave, where was Raina today, or Benedict? Where was Benedict today?
Benedict was hanging out on the anchor desk on Carol Evan.
Yeah. Why don't you just put the knife in the front, not the back? I mean, 12:35, and I'm looking up. Where's Raina? Oh. There she is on TV.
You have spent 3 minutes and 14 seconds now.
Yes.
Setting this up.
Yeah.
It was a long way to go.
Yeah.
That was a long way to go.
Facts matter.
To call me a traitor.
Yeah.
You're not hearing a denial.
Well, I give you kudos.
Thank you.
For all your research.
For Googling.
It must have
Benedict
taken
Arnold.
Much brain power.
Joined to Wikipedia. Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's journalism right there. I mean, I'll say.
I apologize for doing the job that pays me before coming on your show.
Dave, did that seem sincere to you?
Not really.
Not really.
A lot of people view charity work as the most important things in their lives.
Yeah. I mean, we could use a boost of confidence here.
Mm-hmm.
Our daubers are down, wherever they are. And there you are. I mean, it looked like at one point you had on Common. You had on other people who were on the radio at the time. Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
Are you going to, is this going to be something that we can move past? Also, P.S., and by the way, zero people noticed that I wasn't there today.
That's not true. That is not true. Can I? I'm not good at moving past things. Dave Harrigan can back that up extraordinarily well. I think you're now learning that I don't move on very well. Well, how about this? Let's turn this into a topic now. If you could improve one thing about your own personality, a characteristic trait that's not a great trait, what would we all move on from? I want texters involved in this also. 651-461-9226. There are many people I could call right now who would say the fact that I don't give up something and I belabor it and I beat it into the ground is probably not a good trait. It might, Rena, be a good trait as a radio host because the people are in and
sure.
out. Right? That's not a good trait for me. So I'm thinking 2029 I'll move past this Benedict Arnold episode.
Well, that's okay. I have something to look forward to then. I mean, like, eventually. That's like,
yeah.
That's more than I was hoping for.
There's hope. Dave Harrigan, you next. Think of yourself. Be honest now. Mm-hmm. I would like honest answers from people on this. If you could improve one thing about, that's your overall health. Like, if you're battling anything health-wise, I'm very sorry. If somebody close to you is. But I'm talking about like your own, what makes you up, the good and bad. And let's emphasize the bad here. You can be better at this in life. I do. I hang on to things too much. I'm better at it now than I used to be, but I'm still, what would you say? Am I very good at it?
No, not at all.
No, not at all. That's correct. Dave, how about you?
I'd like to be a little, just a slightly, not a lot, slightly less humorous and charming because I find that people see that as a bit of a
gag.
Yeah, I know that's exactly it. People, they meet me, they get it, and they're like, man,
honestly,
I feel intimidated right now. I can't keep up with you, and it makes it hard to make friends.
Rita, I was halfway through this bit in my head, and I thought, I know where this is going, and I'm just going to play the straight guy right here and just let this guy.
Oh.
Nobody's told me I'm wrong.
Too charming.
Humorous.
Too good looking.
Yeah, that too.
Too charismatic.
I didn't even say good looking and charismatic. That's you. Thank you for that.
Oh, my God. So how can you try to improve on that, Dave?
I'll just try to, dull it down a little bit.
Dull it down.
Dumb it down for the rest
yeah,
of us.
I'll give him the Hartman once in a while,
Lower yourself down to our level so we feel better about ourselves.
I try.
That's fair. That's giving of you.
It's giving season.
Somebody told me that yesterday. It is the giving season. Yes, we did discuss that. Rena Benedict Sargentopoulos, you could improve one characteristic about yourself.
This was so easy. I, as soon as you said it, this is a thing for me. I wish I had a better memory. I wish I could remember anything for any reason. I wish I could remember people's names. I wish I could remember things that have happened to me or people that I've met. I don't remember anything for any reason. It's truly quite terrible.
That is a problem in your particular industry.
Yes.
What did you have for dinner last night?
Pizza.
Pizza. Okay.
Yeah.
What did you have for dinner Monday night?
I have no idea.
No idea.
I couldn't tell you if I had
no
to. If you want to waste about 4 minutes while I think about it, we can do that. But no, I have no idea.
We do that every day. That's the basis of the show. What are you talking about? Okay, when did you discover this affliction?
It's my whole life. My whole life. And the story, and I probably have told this on your air before, the thing that was like a big thing in my recent past was... Now I'm not even going to remember his name. The comedian who's from here, who was in Baskets.
Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson. When Louis Anderson passed, they were like, okay, you find some comedians to talk to and, you know, people in town that knew him, you know, you do the obit today. And I was like, sure, you got it. Well, Kara Levin tweeted out like, hey, Louis Anderson stopped by the studios, you know, a few years ago to, you know, take a listen. I'm like, I should watch that. I clicked on it and it was me interviewing Louis Anderson for 7 minutes. And I don't remember a single thing about it. I don't even remember sitting there. I don't remember it happening. I don't. It was like having an out-of-body experience. How do you not remember interviewing Louis Anderson for 7 minutes?
So I'm thinking you would be the ideal person to have a disagreement with, because halfway through the disagreement, you would have forgotten what started this whole thing. And anybody could just convince you that you had said something irrational or illogical, and you'd have to say, God, I did. I'm sorry. You know?
Yeah. I mean, you could trick me into anything. My mom says, I'm just going to keep telling you, you had a great childhood. Okay. Sounds good.
Oh, my God. Can we get your mom in the air sometime?
Oh, sure. She's feisty.
No, I'm being serious. I would like to have your mom on.
Okay. You've had my brother on. Why not my mom?
Yeah. Well, that day you guys were boozing at Cove. Maybe your mom will be boozing too. I don't know. Dave, don't you think we have to explore the young Rena Sargentopoulos growing up just outside Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Hard scrabble streets of Pittsburgh, PA.
Yeah.
You've said that enough that I actually believe that now.
Among the texts, Chad, I would like to be less judgmental. It bothers me when others are so inconsiderate, rude. I want to let go of that. Well, okay, so for me, because I want to stay with this, I want more people to text and be honest. What characteristic of you would you like to be better at? Like maybe your partner brings it up, or maybe it's caused you issues, or you're well aware of it. It's kind of a fine line, Dave, with what we do here. Because the way talk shows work now and have worked for decades is you want to come on and you want to have definitive opinions. And that doesn't mean you can't also sometimes say, I don't know, or try to influence me, because you know me, I'm willing to form an opinion. But also a lot of over the years, many people have convinced me different parts of it. So I have to offer up judgments in this job, Rena, but that doesn't mean it should carry over into my personal life. So there's a fine line of that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the things that I do for a living, too, it's like the amount of empathy that I use in my job does carry over into my personal life. So, I mean, like I get where the lines get blurred.
But more text here. Jack from St. Cloud, I can remember going to a party 77 years ago with my dad and coming home with my mom. See, this is where we are the opposite. For no credit, I'm taking no credit, but Dave knows this. I have a very good memory. And so does my father. And Quentin, with all the challenges he faces, we will drive someplace, and we will drive by a business or a restaurant or something, and it's been 10 years. And he will say, remember when we went there? And he'll give it in detail. I'm thinking, this is my son with this unique genetic syndrome. He's on the autism spectrum and all this stuff, and he just nails it. And mine might be all coming to an end if I keep sleeping the way I'm sleeping, but again, this is not like, oh, look at me, standing up proud. I have a good man. You're either born with it or not. You know, I guess you can continue to work on it, you know, as you get to my beleaguered age. But, Dave, would you rather have a better memory or a worse memory? Because for parts of our lives, it might be better to have the Rena memory.
I'll stick with the good memory.
Yeah? Where does the memory – well, let's pause here. Because let's get more text, and I want to explore more of the memory challenges. Are you still at Care 11?
Like today or just in general?
Both of those questions will be answered when we come back with Rena on CCO.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
More text here. Rena has the cutest laugh this side of the Mississippi. That's very kind. Chad, can you console Rena with the fact that those of us blessed with great memories often feel lonely when we discuss something with friends who were there and don't remember it?
That's me. Oh, it's so embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh. Among the texts, if I could change, I'd like to be a better parent in this day and age. Very challenging. That is true. Do we think right now, if you're a parent in 2025 compared to 1975, Rena, do you think it's harder to be a parent now than then?
I just think it's different. I would say that. And I would also say to that person who texted in, the fact that you... the main thing that you can think of on your mind was that you wanted to be a better parent proves that you are already an awesome parent. Yeah,
you're pretty good, right? You're pretty darn good. What do you think, Dave? Because I think in all moments, we emphasize what is in front of us. And I can think of reasons why we should back up this texter on all the social media, all the phones. Even more ways for peer pressure to stand out. Divorce is more accepted, so more single-family homes. Kids are even as busy as ever. I'm not convinced, though. I'm not convinced that, all right, 1975, I was with my mother who was feigning interest in me, but she was. My parents were divorced. Most women... interested in me early and then feign interest later. It's kind of that should have been a pattern for me.
On brand.
Early on. She had a lot going on, right? I mean, what is your gut tell you? 75 and text me. 651-461-9226. Do you think it's harder being a parent now than 50 years ago at this time? You know?
Is there a difference?
I think there's more demands. I think there's more, and especially on fathers, too. I think fathers are way more involved now than they used to be.
Yes.
And I think there's more expectation. Absolutely. And I think there's more expectation for parents in general, both parents, you know, to be involved on a level that didn't exist back in the 70s. Yeah, I was at teaching art adventures at my kid's school this morning before I came into work. Do you think that happened back in the 70s? It did not, I assure you. There is a lot more. The challenges are just different than they were, you know, 40 years ago.
Yeah. Excellent. 50. Excellent answer. Dave, what do you think?
I was going to say, there's a difference, I think, slightly between, it's more complicated. I don't know if it's harder. But complicated, kind of just the busyness of it. There's,
yep.
You're more going around, obviously, with social media and all the other different challenges that technology has brought. I think there's more complications to it. I don't know if it's necessarily harder, if there's a very thin line between the two words.
Okay. I think among the great points Rena made, too, is on the male side. And this really resonates for me because when Kathleen and I decided we were going to separate and divorce, I emphasized that I want the kids 50-50. And at the time, I had been very busy, you know, for a long period of that time, working later in the day. I moved earlier because of Quentin's birth and issues with that, and broadcast the Wolves games for 16 years, did a bunch of stuff at Care 11, and I got at the time what Kathleen was saying, now wait, really? Because work has been so much of focus, and some of us I'm out of my control too, because Wolves were switching stations, but I really, really wanted to be involved, and no medal for that, no credit for that, that's just a decision I made, and so have millions and millions of men, Rena, in this era, who 70s, 60s, 50s, there was a lot more of man work, man bring money, you know, women stay home, which was incredibly sexist. But even what, you know, what would happen, and it doesn't happen as much now because obviously because their kids are older. I can't tell you how many times where Kathleen and I would go to a doctor's appointment. And where there was a doctor or nurse would end up talking to Kathleen more. And I would speak up repeatedly and say, you know, I'm here. You know, I take care of him every bit as much. And that is an area where I think there's greater acceptance for that. And men have stepped up when too often they were deferring that responsibility back in the day and they shouldn't have.
I agree with that.
Among the texts here, way less structured activities 50 years ago. In summer, we could eat at home, run around the neighborhood all day, and come home dinner. That's a thought. That's, for me, I'm 10 then. I know, I'm really old. And some of it, again, a very detached mother, who mainly was at Byerly's talking to people. But, yeah.
It's very specific.
Yeah, well, that's what she did. She'd walk through the she'd walk through the woods. Go to Byerly's, hang out there. She's a striking woman and a great talker. Sometimes the topics were very, very, very bizarre, to say the least. She also performed a yoga in our backyard, and not so infrequently, it was naked yoga in the backyard. Oh. My mother, right back there. So
I hope we have more to talk about.
There's a lot of couch time for me okay. in that part okay. of my life. But that, okay, so for you guys, okay, so we kind of generations here, because you are 52, Rena, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm 60, you're 42, right?
41.
41, okay. For you, Rena, how often could you take off 8, 9 o'clock and just come back maybe for lunch or dinner and the parents weren't checking on you all the time?
That's a difficult question because I grew up in two different households and, you know, where my dad lived, it was truly like my big fat Greek wedding and that all my cousins lived next door and across the street. So we were able to run around, but, you know, Greek immigrants, they kept a pretty close eye on us. You know, at the other house, I was the only child and there was like no one to play with. It was a latchkey kid, you know. Yep. So just two, I grew up in two very, very, very different households. So there was a little of everything going on, if that makes any sense.
Did that benefit you, do you think?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I think so. Just because I learned to behave one way. I learned how to chameleon myself into situations.
Yeah, I mean, my circumstances were just extraordinarily different. Again, until my mother moved, I was with my mom, like, and sister 85% of the time. I really wasn't with my father that much, even though my father's so well-known. Now, from 12 on, when she left, I lived with them full-time. But, I mean, incredibly different circumstance. My mother, if she was into it, was an amazing cook. A lot of conversation, people over. She liked to socialize a lot. Whereas my father, the times I was with him, he had no idea how to cook. Zero. It was, here's a 12-pack or a 24-pack of Pepsi. Here's some white bread. Here's some Stouffer's. Go to it. More time by myself or more time at a sporting event and often bringing me to places where I absolutely, positively, unequivocally should not have been, like in press boxes and in locker rooms. Like the 16 years that I called Wolves games, one time Hunter Griffin went in a locker room, and it was at 1:30 in the afternoon when Hunter was having back issues. You know, and some of that was because my father took advantage of the rules so much, I never was going to do that with my kids. Now, Dave, how about you? So 41, when you're thinking of a kid, could you take off? Did your parents know where you were at all times? How did that play out?
They would usually know where I was, but I mean, certainly probably, you know, once I got to be a preteen, there was a couple parks that were mile and a half-ish away from our house that we were free to bike to. We'd, you know, strap a basketball and tennis rackets and footballs on the back of our bikes with, you know, a couple buddies that lived nearby, and we'd be, you know, up there for hours doing all the things, playing, and, you know, be back by 5 yeah. o'clock or whenever dinner time was, and that's just, yeah, it was how it was. It was fine.
Yeah. Not a lot of that happening now.
I think more than we're given credit for.
You think it is?
I do.
Okay. It's different boys
I think
girls?
Maybe the kids are, maybe it happens a little later in the childhood.
What do you think, Rena?
I think there's way too much video gaming going on. I hear parents talking about their kids' play dates consist of them sitting in the same room playing with each other on
yes.
an Xbox. I think I've seen teenage kids together, and none of them are speaking to each other because they're all on their phones. I don't think there's a ton of running around neighborhoods anymore. I'm sure there are pockets of that. I just don't think it happens anywhere near as much as it used to at all.
Great stuff as always. Don't cheat on us again, and we'll...
Can't promise.
Exactly. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Rena, right here. A little breaking news here. Ghislaine Maxwell is going to make a new plea to a judge to let her out of prison. She gets out of prison, just shut down our entire justice. Okay, just give up. Just open up the doors to everybody. Just to end it, right? If this person who was bringing in teenage girls and was every bit as disgusting as Jeffrey Epstein, and now her prison went from an appropriate prison for a sentence to a much lighter one, and then even there, it's lighter. If she gets out of jail, it's over. The president is talking about affordability. Did he know on the pre-show tweet we were going to talk about affordability at 235?
He must have seen it.
He follows us. Let's talk affordability in moments on CCO.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mike Lindell has entered the gubernatorial race, and he's a buffoon. Okay, I'll just tell you my personal experience here at the station. For an extended period of time, my pillow was on fire, right, Dave? Everywhere. And his success story is a hell of a success story, right? Overcoming the challenges he has faced and building a, at the time, very successful company. He was incredibly belligerent, incredibly contemptuous to individuals when he would come in, whether it was recording spots or talking to people and just screaming and yelling and ordering people. And I forget who, which brain wizard said, I know you're dying to talk about this and make fun of him and you give us a lot of leeway. Can you wait on this one a little bit? Because he was spending so much money. So I saw that and waited a period of time before this. Certainly not the first time I told the story. He's a liar about politics, right? He's just endless amount of lies. You see videos of him in depositions where he's just a jackass. And he shouldn't be given any credibility whatsoever in this race. And this show will not spend a great deal of time on him because he has no chance. I have a much better chance. And there's zero chance I'm going to run. Dave, you have a much better chance. You're not going to run. There are...
I still might.
Yeah. Will you still do the show?
I don't know. I have to talk to NPR first.
Okay. Of course you will. It's an excellent callback, and it was very quick. Very good. Very good. Have we talked to Corey at all lately?
I bet I texted with him a couple months ago.
Good.
I'm sure the Viking season is not
not good.
Well.
Is he still watching it with somebody on Facebook? That was not his fault.
No, it was not.
It was not his fault. That was John Hansen's fault. One of many dazzling decisions by John here at the station. My favorite is the two-minute interview. He wanted us to have on big newsmakers, and have them on for 2 minutes.
Get in and out. That's all people want.
I mean, one question, line up. Now, this is now hypothetical now since governor has come on in a long time. Have the governor schedule it. Governor, why don't you take accountability with the fraud situation? Gives the answer. Thank you, governor. We're moving on.
And if you're the one asking the question, we probably won't even get to the answer before the 2 minutes is up.
Yeah. Well, I'm not as bad as my former partner, but we're in the same cul-de-sac. Okay, and sometimes I am bad. That's bad. It's just depends. I mean, Mike Lindell. I mean, my God. I mean,
the delusions of it's delusions of grandeur. What is this guy? What is his delusion level? I mean, they have viable people. The race is eminently winnable because of the fraud and the trifecta and the $18 billion. But Mike Lindell, seriously. Okay, the president now, after suggesting yesterday, because he's getting crushed in the polls on this, about affordability. Yesterday, what did he tell us? Affordability is a con job offered up by Democrats. I want you to text me right away your thoughts on that. Because that is also a complete lie. And it is insulting, and what he continues to forget. Right now he's meeting, he's in the Oval Office, and he's offering a number of proposals to make cars more affordable, including rolling back economic standards for fuel, right? A lot of things that different states have offered up and that the Biden administration did. So if affordability is a con job, Dave, offered up by Democrats, why is he doing this? Come on. We're all good. We're all great. He was bragging about energy, how great it is. By the way, am I blaming all of the affordability on Donald Trump? Of course I'm not. That would be sheer lunacy. We had COVID. The economy came to a screeching halt. There was no economy. He put a crazy amount of money, of government money out there. Joe Biden put a crazy amount of money back out there. Because everything has ceased to exist. Okay? I mean, millions and millions of people lost their job. Jobs have not come back. Biden's last, what was it, the Build Back Bigger? I forget what it's called again. That seems clearly to be an overreach. Inflation went to 9. Okay, by the way, if you stop the economy and then you restart it again, a significant level of inflation is unavoidable. But it became, for very valid reasons, an enormous issue for Joe Biden. You want to know partially why? Because it was real, that's number one. Second of all, Democrats kept telling you, it's fine. It wasn't fine. And we know that whether we were buying something for our kids, going to the grocery store, going out to dinner, losing a job. And so many people were hit that way. And so what did candidate Donald Trump say? I'm going to fix this stuff on the first day. First day. And look at poll after poll after poll, Dave Harrigan. He's getting crushed on this. And some of it, absolutely, he cannot get done the first day. Anybody bought that, you're just an ideologue, you're in love with Trump, or you just were a sucker. Because nobody can just snap their fingers, but he bumps into the truth. So he just had to overpromise, hype something with facts not associated with it. So you can't turn the economy around that fast. But it's December 3rd. To say he's oblivious from it is lunacy. And the gas prices, as we've discussed many times with Patrick DeHaan, presidents play a small part in that. And don't tell me how low they were when he left office. Well, guess what? Nobody was driving. And they're better now. They're much better now. As low as they've been in 4 years. But again, according to Patrick DeHaan, who is the country expert in this, they're not oblivious to gas prices, so I'm not saying that, but they play a small part. So to me, Dave, it's Donald Trump, again, unwilling to accept any responsibility for affordability because nobody believes it's just a scam. Or it's like, when you go to the grocery store, we were talking groceries off air, or whatever grocery store you go to, or convenience store you go to, or retail outlet, or you're cutting back on stuff and you're trying to get a home. And again, I am not blaming Trump for all of it, and then I'm going to give you a little bit here. But to say it's a con job and doesn't exist is insulting to the people who are suffering.
I think what he's doing right now in the Oval Office is making things even more affordable than they already are.
That's probably how he's phrased it.
Thank you, Mr. President.
We are unbelievable affordable now. It's affordable.
Does he know what a con job means? Because that's what we heard about Epstein files a couple weeks ago, right? No. The whole thing was a con.
Hoax.
A hoax, that's right. Hoax, con job. I can't even take his words to mean what they actually mean at this point.
Nope.
No, I think it's very clear with not just what Democrats have said, but also with what some Republicans have said, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, who he's not exactly a big fan of anymore. But also all the data analysts out there that
facts
you do
facts.
This thing for a living, that look at prices,
yep.
See how they're changing over year to year, month to month, week to week.
And
but he'll say it, so people will say, yep, that's
not,
right.
And not the crowd that he rolls with, because they're rolling, but about 90% of the Republicans who voted for him, who love him, they're still struggling, and he calls it a con job. I should talk about Amber Schultz.
No con job here.
And make sure the next time you get in a situation where you need a great insurance agent, you make sure that your person isn't pulling a scam, where you're paying too much. Or if you're in an accident, the other person in the accident is not trying to pull something a little shaky or shady on you. I have complete trust with Amber Schull and her entire team. This isn't just Amber by herself. This is Amber, the team, and backed up and working with and representing American Family Insurance. Heavyweight company. In this business for a long time. If you've tried Amber, and I know a lot of listeners haven't, thank you so much. The feedback has been great. Because she's good, she's smart, and she knows how to help you out. And by the way, she's also capable of running the numbers and saying, guess what? You got a great deal right now. Don't change. Because she's done that. She's honest. Sure. She wants your business. Of course she does. She's a capitalist. But if the numbers don't match up, she's going to tell you. How do you reach out to a good person and an office I've used for 35 years with Amber at the office for 15? TeamScholl.com. That is SCHOLL.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.